In a year when Governor Cuomo and all 213 of the state's legislative seats are up for re-election, it's not a big surprise that the legislative session would focus on tax cuts. Governor Cuomo appointed two tax commissions to study the issue, but even before they were finished, he was already signaling his intentions.
I believe we're going to have revenue at the end of this year, that we can be talking about a tax cut next year. And I think that's very exciting.
One of Cuomo's tax commissions, chaired by former Governor George Pataki and former state controller Carl McCall, recommends numerous business tax cuts, including cutting the corporate tax rate, raising the threshold for the estate tax to over $5 million, and more quickly phasing out an energy tax. It also includes a plan that could result in a property tax freeze if local governments and schools agree to hold the line on spending for the next 2 years. In exchange, they'd get state subsidies to add up to 2% in additional spending each year. Taxpayers could see a rebate in the form of a circuit breaker if it's determined they pay too large a portion of taxes in proportion to their income. The plan has divided businesses and unions. Heather Brichetti, president of the state's business council, is on the commission. She spoke to public radio and television about the benefits the tax cuts could bring.
Obviously, business taxes are very high. If you can do something to alleviate that burden, there's more opportunity for job creation.
New York's major unions disagree with the tax cut plan. The State Worker Union Civil Service Employees Association, Steve Medeiros, says New York doesn't need another tax giveaway for the wealthy and corporations. He also thinks the property tax reduction would come at the expense of local services, because he says local governments and schools would have to cut back in order to freeze spending. Medeiros says the plan does nothing to address the real needs of the state.
Real people and real communities are suffering. We're not seeing the economy improve.
E.J. McMahon with the fiscally conservative think tank the Empire Center is also skeptical of the property tax freeze plan, but for different reasons. He says there's too much election year politics in the tax commission's recommendations. McMahon says while he believes the business tax cuts would be beneficial, the plan to achieve a freeze on property taxes would require shifting money from the state budget to pay for it.
The real purpose of the property tax proposal is political, not economic.
The governor's tax commission recommendations will likely frame the debate, but the legislature will have influence on the final details. Senate Republicans say they would like to go even further and enact a permanent state spending cap. Assembly Democrats say they like the goal of reducing property taxes, but Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says the cuts can't come at the expense of funding for schools and other important programs.
Remember that we still have to support schools in this state and a lot of other things that are necessary.
There's also likely to be some discussion in 2014 over income tax rates. New York City Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio campaigned on increasing taxes on the wealthy. The state already has a temporary tax surcharge on New York's richest, and Governor Cuomo has said he doesn't think there's a need to make any more changes right now. He says he thinks high property taxes are among New Yorkers' chief grievances.
You ask people in the state, what is your income tax rate? Nobody knows. You ask them what their property tax is, they can tell you the number to the penny.
Cuomo, who is likely to include the tax cut plans in his new state budget, says he believes that by keeping spending flat in some areas, he can muster enough funds to pay for it all without any spending cuts. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.